Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're taking practice when we need them.
Hour number three. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. It's been a moment, so it's always good to reconvene with him and talk. Although we talk, when we're not talking here, we're talking elsewhere as well. But joining me again is a writer who his works and his articles have been read by more people in the gun culture than any other, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here. There's a lot of things that have been happening, so we have a lot to talk about. The first thing I'd like to talk about is something that I don't think has gotten near enough coverage, and that is the finding of the medical examiner in D.C. about the deaths on January 6th or shortly thereafter.
Well, let's talk about that then, shall we?
Sure. Now, what we saw was immediately after the strong protest about the contentious and I would say deeply flawed election in 2020 at the Capitol and in D.C. in general on the 6th of January. And I was there, so I was eyewitness to a considerable amount that happened. And most of the people, the vast majority of the people who were there protesting never got into the Capitol or anywhere close to it. At most, a few hundred got into the Capitol out of probably over 500,000 protesters. And the meme or the narrative that was put out by Nancy Pelosi and most of the dominant leftist media, including the New York Times, which has long considered it, quote, the paper of record, was that five people were killed essentially by protesters, and that made it a deadly insurrection, and that in particular, a Capitol policeman, Brian Sicknick, was killed by protesters who clubbed him with a fire extinguisher. Well, we have, the medical examiner has released the results of the autopsies, and we know now that all of what they said there was a lie, was numerous lies. Brian Sicknick was never pummeled with a fire extinguisher. He had no marks of being beat by anything. Other people who died were not the result of the protest. There were five people that died that day, or Brian Sicknick, the police officer, died just a little bit later. But his problem started on that day. And according to the chief medical officer, examiner of the District of Columbia, Dr. Francisco Diaz, the deaths were these. Ashley Babbitt, she was a Trump supporter. And her cause of death was a gunshot, and it appears by either a Capitol Police officer. I mean, the person has not exactly been named, so we don't know precisely if they were a police officer or some type of other auxiliary or, you know, we really don't know because they haven't been named. But she was killed by somebody acting as sort of security for the Capitol. and she was unarmed, and she was not a threat to the person who shot her. Then we have two other Trump supporters, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips. They're 55 and 50 years old, and they died of heart attack, natural causes. If you get any large gathering of people, you know, upwards of half a million or more in this case, you're going to have a couple that die of heart attacks. It's just statistically what happens. And then we had Roseanne Boyland, who, in the narrative put out by Nancy Pelosi and others on the left, was crushed by Trump supporters. No. It turns out she died of a drug overdose, amphetamine intoxication, ruled to be accidental. And then we have Officer Brian Sicknick. Like I said, they tried to make out that he was killed by Trump supporters. It wasn't the case. It turns out that he died of natural causes. He had two strokes. The idea that he was murdered by Trump supporters was always a lie, and I believe the people who made the claim knew it was a lie from the beginning. So the important thing to gather from all this is that we are constantly being lied to by people in the highest offices and in what claims to be authoritative media in the country. We've descended into a situation reminiscent of the Soviet Union or even any other totalitarian regime that works hard to control the flow of all information. And we've been lied to repeatedly. And even the retraction of the New York Times was partial and minimized. At first, they went from claiming that Officer Sicknick had been beaten with a fire extinguisher and killed. And then they said, well, it was probably an adverse reaction to being pepper sprayed by protesters. But now we know that was not true either. He died of natural causes. And Officer Sicknick was a Trump supporter. So, in fact, all five people who died on the day of the rather boisterous protest against the Congress refusing to any examination of the election, they were all Trump supporters, and we were simply lied about it. They were all Trump supporters. All the people killed were Trump supporters. And I think that's something that is worth repeating. So
The thing about Brian Sicknick, though, there's two things that strikes me about this whole incident at the Capitol. One, Ashley Babbitt, the cop that shot her, has not been named. And
he
yet...
was a cop. Now, it sounds like it probably was, but we don't even know that for certain.
Yeah. Then the other thing, so let's say it was a cop,
okay,
or Secret Service, whatever it was somebody who could have a weapon inside Congress, so it had to be somebody in law enforcement to some degree.
Most
so,
likely.
With every other shooting in the United States today, we got to know who that cop is, and I mean right now, pal, and we didn't get that.
Yeah.
And also with Sicknick, it's like. They did everything they could to keep from releasing his cause of death. They cremated his body as soon as they were like, okay, that's enough of that. Let's fire up the burners. They cremated him, didn't they?
I don't recall for certain if they did. I think they did.
Yeah.
But what is positive about this is the chief medical examiner has an excellent reputation in D.C. He is acknowledged by his peers to be one of the best. He's written textbooks on how to do autopsies. So it appears that despite the enormous pressure on him, and there must have been enormous pressure to find that the death was somehow the fault of the protesters, he
right.
did not do so.
Well, hang on for me. Hang on for me.
This was natural causes.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the stuff he's been writing about, the stuff he's been looking at. One thing you've been looking at sort of hard, and I've been staying away from it because it's always proven to be a big disappointment for me, is in South Carolina, the politicians are going through a bunch of motions right now. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, this is it's really interesting, and boy, have they been going through motions. I was able to talk to a South Carolina senator for most of an hour a couple of days ago about this, and so I've gained some insight. And one of the things that is clear is that while the House voted overwhelmingly to approve of constitutional carry, and even more so of permitted open carry, which would be a step forward, when these bills went to the Senate, they went to the Judiciary Committee. And the Judiciary Committee chair is a very powerful position inside the South Carolina legislature.
Yeah.
The Judiciary Committee chair is Senator Luke Rankin. Rankin, he's been in the Senate since 1992. He was elected when he was 30 years old. He was just a few years out of law school, and he's been in the Senate the entire time. Now, he wasn't always the committee chair, but he's been the committee chair for several years. I think since 2016, I believe.
Yeah.
So the big thing about a committee chair is that he can kill bills simply by never scheduling them to be heard or voted on. They go to his committee, he does nothing, and they die. And this has been a common occurrence in South Carolina. Now, I have to give Senator Rankin some credit. He has generally voted in favor of incremental improvements in South Carolina law as far as the carry of firearms is concerned. And I suspected that he would figure out a way to pass the open carry bill, which is just open carry with a permit. It's a very small improvement, but it is a definite improvement. And then he would probably kill constitutional carry. So what happened is just a few days ago, first off, the bill went to the Judiciary Committee in the Senate over a month ago. And it's been sitting there doing nothing for over a month. Then, just a few days ago, I think about a week ago, it was scheduled to have a subcommittee hearing. And ordinarily, what would happen is that a subcommittee would hear the bill, they'd have some discussion, they'd vote it either up or down. And then, Senator Rankin would have the decision to make of scheduling it for a full committee hearing. And then the full committee hearing would vote it up or down. And then it would go to the floor to be voted up or down by the Senate. And if it was voted positively by the Senate, then it would go to the governor for signature. And in fact, the senator that I talked to said that he was absolutely certain that if it went to the governor, he would sign the bill.
Yeah.
He also thought it was quite likely that the open carry bill would certainly be passed in the Senate if it came up for a vote. But he wasn't quite as clear about constitutional carry.
Which senator, by the way?
Sagan. I'm not sure I want to reveal his name just yet. It wasn't off the record, but at the same time, I want to keep him as a source because this is still ongoing in the Senate. And he's been in South Carolina politics for over 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that's a bunch of them.
He's been there a long time.
That's a bunch of them.
And I would also say that he was adamantly in support of constitutional carry. Of course, many might say that. But he's, you know, you get a little bit of feel. Again, politicians are very good at sounding sincere, but he sounded sincere to me. But he predicted that in the subcommittee hearing, that it would pass on a 3-2 vote. And he named names about who he thought would pass, vote for it and who wouldn't. And but something different happened. The subcommittee hearing was 2 days ago on the 27th of April. And something very surprising happened. Nothing. They refused to vote on the bill, which effectively is a way to kill it. Because now they're going to have to wait to be rescheduled for another time to get together and possibly vote on it. And there's only about a little over a week or so left in the session to get things done, you know, in order to get it up to the full committee and then get it into the full Senate and have it voted on. So this was a move to kill it. And presumably it's also a move to prevent Luke Rankin from having to make a position on the bill by scheduling it and having it voted. But
to make a commitment to one way or the other.
Right. Exactly. And many politicians never want to make a commitment that they can possibly avoid. And this is a contentious issue. So, where we are now, and my source said that he believed that if it was not voted out of committee, a recall vote would be held on the floor to see if they could bring the bill up for a vote without going through the committee. That's the recall procedure in South Carolina would do that. It would allow a majority vote to bring the bill up for a vote. And if a recall vote was successful, it would almost certainly be successfully passed. And this would be for either open carry with a permit or constitutional carry or for both. As I said, he felt that the open carry had a more likely chance of passage. So what we have is this situation, as you talked about, a lot of motion and flurry and nothing much happened. And the critical thing in my take on this is that Senator Luke Rankin, who runs and is chair of the Judiciary Committee, held both bills for a full month without taking any action whatsoever. And that appears to me to be a means of running out the clock so that he doesn't have to take any action,
right,
so that no votes are taken, and which effectively killed the bill. And that's where it stands as of the last I have heard.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve Chair says the U.S. economy is recovering at an uneven pace.
The path of the economy continues to depend significantly on the course of the virus and the measures undertaken to control its spread.
Jerome Powell speaking after the Fed concluded 2 days of meetings on Wednesday, saying they would keep interest rates near zero. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Americans are fed up and furious about gun violence, but restricting gun rights will not work.
No research has found any statistical reduction in crime, including mass shooting fatalities, from confiscation laws.
Democrats are pushing federal red flag laws at a hearing on Wednesday that would allow a judge to remove someone's guns if it's determined that they're a threat to the public or themselves. You're listening to USA Radio News. Federal investigators are executing a search warrant at Rudy Giuliani's New York City apartment. The New York Times saying it's part of a criminal investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine while he was former President Trump's personal lawyer. The paper says authorities have seized Giuliani's electronic devices. A newly declassified document shows the FBI is continuing to abuse the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act program, including searching for information on people who have gone to the Bureau to report they were victims of a crime. The searches included looking for information for people who had requested to participate in the Bureau-run Citizens Academy program, a program for local leaders designed to foster greater understanding of the role of law enforcement. In other cases, people who entered the field office, which was not named, to report that they were victims of the crime, were subjected to the background search. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolsters.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And just to show you that Dean does cover the full spectrum, we've talked about what happened in D.C. on January 6th. We've talked about what's going on in South Carolina. Let's talk about this guy who decided to throw a bobcat in the air and shoot it.
Yes. Well, that was a great story. At least I thought it was an excellent story. And what happens is that people often forget, or they just are unwilling to talk about animal attacks and how useful firearms are in stopping or preventing animal attacks. And this attack by a bobcat happened on Friday, the 9th of April. And a suburban couple were outside their home in, I think it's North Carolina. And you see in this video, the husband coming out, and he puts a coffee cup on the hood of his, it looks like a minivan. And there's another minivan parked next to it, which is probably his wife. And he comes out, he puts the coffee down, and then he's taking some brownies or donuts or whatever to put in the back of the car. His wife comes out. She steps in between the two vans, and she hears, you can hear the audio in the video. It's really remarkable. And you hear this growling, you know, and she starts to take a step backward, and she's attacked by this bobcat that jumps on her, starts climbing up her back and biting at her, and she flees in between the minivans, and she yells at her husband to run. Now, that's pretty remarkable when you think about it. She's the one being attacked. She's yelling at her husband to run. As she goes between the vehicles, He goes between them from the other end, and she turns around. He grabs this bobcat that's attacking her off of her back and holds it up above his head with both hands, and then he throws it about 20, 30 feet across the lawn. Then, about as it hits, he draws a pistol, you know, a concealed carry pistol from it, and he's yelling at bystanders to, like, get down, get out of the way. The bobcat darts back toward the cars. He follows it, and he manages to shoot it and stop it from attacking anyone else. Now, the bobcat happened to be rabid, and that's the common case when bobcats attack people. And it's not real common, but you get about one or two bobcat attacks against people a year in the United States. So it's, you know, maybe a little less common than bear attacks. But they do happen. There's a lot more bobcats and not that many of them are rabid. But occasionally, very rarely, you also get bobcats that will attack people. Most commonly, it's a case of misguided interpretation, or they mistake somebody who's calling with a game call trying to attract predators such as bobcats, and they think that this is a dying rabbit or something like that, and they attack the hunter, who's often in camouflage, well hidden or whatever. So a couple of cases like that I've noticed. And then there was a case in Arizona, I believe in 2019, where a four-year-old girl was attacked. She was, like, behind the tent, and this bobcat attacked her, and the family rushed to her defense, and the father grabbed the cat off of the girl, and it took off, and nobody ever found it. So we don't know for certain if that was a rabid cat or if it was a predatory attack, which certainly was possible in the case of a four-year-old girl, much smaller than an adult. And bobcats have been known to attack and kill small deer, for example. Not commonly, but it's documented on pictures with a trail camera. So this husband in the case, his name was Happy. That's his first name, is Happy. Happy and his wife, Christy Wade, were just going about their normal everyday routine in suburbia, and she's attacked with a bobcat, and then when he grabs the bobcat off her, he's bit, and he ends up killing the bobcat with his concealed carry handgun. And then they found out later that bobcat had stalked another neighbor just a few minutes before the cat attacked his wife. So he was certainly precisely correct in shooting the cat and keeping it from attacking another person. And so even though bobcat attacks are rare, they happen, and it was a good thing that he was armed to prevent other people from being attacked by that cat.
Now, let's take this into consideration, because in North Carolina, if that's where it was, North Carolina has quite the black bear population as well. And I just wonder, as we continue to push outward and encroach on these habitats, how much more common this is going to become. I would imagine it's going to become quite common.
We've already seen that bear attacks and attacks by predators generally are becoming more common. But it's not just a case of encroaching on what was otherwise animal habitat. It's also a case that predators have been subjected to considerable legal protection in the last 30 or 40 years that they did not have before. Before about 1970, it was generally believed that predators were a pest. They competed with humans for scarce things like prey species, and that their numbers were best kept to a minimum by whatever means was useful. There were bounties paid on the killing of wolves and coyotes and other predators for a long period of time, and people generally thought it was a good idea. By 1900, wolves had been pretty much wiped out across most of the United States. And they were really down to a very, very localized habitat in northern Maine or in maybe northern Idaho and a few in northern Minnesota. Occasionally we'd have one cross into Wisconsin. And it was acknowledged that they were best kept at minimal numbers. So what we've done for about the last, well, it's almost 50 years, probably 40 to 50 years, we have put extraordinary protections on predators. And so the predator populations are exploding. They've been exploding. There's more bears in the United States than there have probably ever been, well, been for certainly, 100, maybe 150 years, probably 150 years. And there's more mountain lions than there have been. The number of wolves in the United States is certainly at a high point compared to 1900, probably much higher in many areas. And so when you have a combination of increasing predator populations, when they, as animals do, breed and create more animals, the excess population looks for new territories. And if nobody stops them, they will explore and colonize more and more territories throughout the country. And that's what's been happening with wolves.
Well, hang on for me.
Lions.
We're going into the break. Hang on for me right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking to Dean Weingarten, which, by the way, because we've been going straight into the break, I haven't mentioned that all of this stuff he's talking about, all this stuff that he's written, you can find most of the latest stuff, as long as 1,700-plus articles suits your fancy, you can find it at amoland.com. So then, one last time, sir, what would you like to discuss in this last and final segment?
Well, I'd like to discuss something that is near and dear to me, and that is I, as a student of human nature, believe in natural law. And I believe that the founders were essentially correct when they believed that human nature is essentially fixed. And because humans have a particular kind of nature, if you examine logically how they exist, there are certain rights that belong to humans that derive from their nature. Or, as some would say, it derives from God because God created them. And that is the basis that our founders used to create the Bill of Rights and to justify the Bill of Rights. Not all human rights are encoded in the Bill of Rights. But some of the more important that people thought it was necessary to absolutely make sure that the government did not infringe upon were stated in the Bill of Rights. So what that says is that self-defense and the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is not just a political right that was framed by the United States Constitution, but it's a human right that exists for humans all over the planet. And what we have seen is that other nations are starting to acknowledge that and to give that right more preference and power. And a couple of years ago, in 2019, Italy passed a self-defense law that essentially recognized the right of humans to defend themselves with weapons in their own home. And in English law and American law, this is called the Castle Doctrine. And it derives from the English Bill of Rights, which said that in your own home, you have, it's your castle. You can defend it against people who are trying to break into it. And that even the government cannot break into your home legitimately without getting sufficient cause, a court order, as it were, for a warrant. And that if someone breaks into your house, you can use deadly force to stop them. In Italy, crime had been getting out of control for many years. And part of it was because of a law that was passed under Benito Mussolini, who held there should be no limitation on government power whatsoever. In fact, he said something that probably suffers a little in translation, to the effect of all inside the state, nothing outside the state. In other words, everything was to be controlled and regulated by the government, and there was nothing to be held that was outside the power of the government. And in 1931, they passed a law basically making armed defense of your home illegal. And that law has been in effect and been modified a little bit over the years. But in 2019, by popular demand, that law was changed. And it was Prime Minister Salvini who had been pushing to have that law changed, and it almost passed in 2017. But it did pass in March of 2019. Well, in November, 28 November of 2018, a businessman in northern Italy had his shop broken into, and he was sleeping inside the shop in a loft in order to defend it. It had been broken into, and he'd been robbed 38 times previously. And Prime Minister Salvini, commenting on the case at the time, said, being a robber is a dangerous job. Am I wrong? Self-defense is always legitimate. But the law was passed a few months later in March of 2019, and the case went to court. And the prosecutor said that even under the old law, it would be legitimate. But the judge decided to rule on the case under the new law. And just a few months ago, a month and a half, on 15 March 2021, the judge ruled that Freddie Pacini, he was a 60-year-old, I think he was 59 at the time, who shot and killed one of the intruders that was breaking into his shop at night, would not be prosecuted because he was immune under the new law that allowed for defense of your own property with deadly force using firearms. So I think that's progress. And it's something that many people are finding to be the case. People naturally believe they have a right to defend themselves. And it is only very rarely that governments have always acknowledged that right. Many governments have not. In the old Soviet Union, you did not have a right to defend yourself. But then they didn't have much of the way in the rule of law at all. And in Nazi Germany, I think the same was true. And certainly in China today, I would question whether you have any right to defend yourself. So to see an advance happening in a European country like Italy is a positive thing. And there are other countries that are also agreeing with that. I think the Czech Republic, and I believe Poland and perhaps Latvia. I would have to check on those latter two. But they're all moving toward the idea that the individual has a right to defend themselves in particular circumstances, if not in all circumstances.
Yeah. That is progress without a doubt. Excuse me. Getting hoarse now.
Well, I'd like to see it happen in Canada, but they seem to be moving in the opposite direction.
Yeah, you know, that always mystifies me, because I would think that the people of Canada, the good people of Canada, would be a pretty rugged group. But I've never been to Canada, so I don't know what it's really like in Canada. I only know how it's portrayed.
Yes, well, you have a lot of different, you know, subcultures in Canada. There, people on the western prairies and that aren't on the coast are pretty rugged individualist in a lot of ways. And then, you know, people in Quebec have their own subculture, and the tribes have their own subcultures. I noticed that you don't generally see the federal government working really hard to disarm what they call the first countries or the first citizens there, the tribal peoples.
Yeah.
And probably because they'd be told to pound sand.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so I'm going. I just want to know. I'm going to presume that I'm going to be good to go come Friday. And, excuse me.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. So I hope you'll be joining me on Friday.
My intention is to be there if we can make a go of it.
There you go. And for all of you that are interested in what Dean has to write, what he's had to say, all the stuff we've been talking about, this is all available to you right now, this minute, by going to amoland.com. There he has well over 1,700 articles waiting for you to peruse, covering the entire spectrum of the gun culture as it stands today. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Mine as well. So, here I stand again. Not bowed, unbowed, not going to be taken down by something as, you know, minor as heart failure. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.